The continued drought and initial zero allocation for growers in the Central Valley paints a dire picture for the future. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Many of those crops in the Westlands Water District are tree nuts, and the current water situation couldn't be any worse. Ryan Jacobson is CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.
This is extraordinarily challenging times. We're in year three of this drought, which really starts to compound by this point. There is no carryover water or very minimal carryover water. And we find ourselves, you know, with the environmental constraints that California and the federal governments have in place, find ourselves in a dire situation where a lot of farmers are just trying to figure out how the heck they're going to get through this year.
And for most growers, all they can turn to is groundwater, which is already in a serious situation of decline. And add to that the impending, devastating Sustainable Groundwater Management Act.
And we're in the first parts of the implementation of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, which is starting to ratchet down what farmers can utilize as far as that groundwater, and we're really going to see that play an important role in the next, 2 to 5 years. And so all these cumulative effects, I mean, it's the water situation combined with lowering prices or lower average prices for our commodities with just the other whole host of issues of regulatory political landscape of California is making it a concerning picture for not just a long-term future, but for a more immediate future for so many growers.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.